In India, the holiday season is about to begin, a series of celebrations that ends next month with Diwali, the Festival of Lights. Tomorrow, millions of Bengali Indians and Bangladeshis celebrate Durga Puja, the festival of the Hindu mother goddess who banishes evil from the earth. These days, commentator Sandeep Roy observes Durga Puja in the San Francisco Bay Area. There, the celebration is more restrained than he remembers.
As a kid in Calcutta, as soon as we got a new calendar, I'd rush to see when Durga Puja would fall, the five-day homecoming of the goddess Durga. Calcutta became a puja madhouse, blazing lights, millions of people in stiff new clothes shoving and pushing as the tattered new Baliganj Shango marching band played a tuneless medley of the year's hit songs. At daybreak, a week before the pujas, we'd hear the invocation to the goddess on All India Radio, echoing across the sleepy neighborhood, welcoming her home. The same songs, the same voices for decades. Here in the U.S., the five-day festival is squished into a weekend. I walk into a school auditorium and see the men wearing their once-a-year dhotis, the women in starched cotton saris. The priest, a software engineer by day, is reciting Sanskrit prayers. I look at the image of the ten-armed goddess astride a lion killing the evil buffalo demon. For a minute, I'm taken back to Calcutta. But only for a minute. This Durga is tiny, as she has to be, shipped all the way from India. In Calcutta, at the end of Durga Puja, we let the earthen image of the goddess dissolve into the Hooghly River. Huge processions snaked through the streets to the river. The drumbeats made the old houses tremble. I feel a twinge of disappointment as I realize this doll-sized image will be packed away for use next year. Puja in a box. The California Durga is Botoxed into eternal life, her clay smile unchanging until next year. I wonder if the goddess misses looking different every year. Does she long for the starbursts of fireworks lighting up the night sky, the little clay lamps flickering at every doorway, the throngs of children still wide-eyed at midnight? Don't worry, I tell her. It's almost like home here. With the click of a mouse, I can send giant trays of sweets and fruits to friends and family in India for Durga Puja. Or I can mail them Hallmark cards for Diwali with images of little lamps and lotuses. The tiny goddess smiles at us from the school auditorium stage. It's last year's painted smile, but it forgives us.
Celebrating the holidays, commentator Sandeep Roy is an editor with New America Media and host of Upfront on member station KALW in San Francisco.
Namastasyai. Namastasyai.